So I want to take you back about 8 months to July, July 24th, actually. I had just broken up with my co-founder, my housemate, the last boy I'll ever date in my life. And they were all the same person. Yeah, don't do any of those things. And yeah, I had moved to a new apartment and it was amazing. Like wood floors, there was a decorative fireplace that totally worked. And I was still unpacking the boxes. You know those 35-gallon like plastic totes you get from Target? I was unpacking those. They were still there in the corner of the room. I'm making dinner. I'm eating dinner. It's lovely. It starts raining. It starts storming. And lightning strikes the Washington Monument. That's what it's designed to do. Most people don't know that. But that kind of sends a shock through the area. And it sent a shock through my ceiling, and water started coming down in one place, one tote under the water, in two places, in three places. The entire ceiling fell down. And I'm sitting there in this new apartment with 350 gallons of water in all of my totes, having just moved in, and paying rent for both places still, because I'm still like halfway in the old apartment. Yeah, I call my gay aunties and I say, hey, you know that guest bedroom you offered in case of an emergency? It's an emergency. Can I crash? And they said yes. The next morning, I go back to that apartment and go back to the original apartment. I'm outside throwing away the last bits of trash, loading up the car to move out of that XXX boy's house and move into my gay auntie's house. And I hear, more like before I hear, I smell a smell I hadn't encountered in a while. When I came out as trans, there was no Baltimore Transgender Alliance, right? There was no host home. So my friends were in different spaces, right? My friends were on the stroll, right? Selling their bodies for money. My friends were in abandoned buildings, using drugs. And, while I didn't have to resort to those measures, I was very much in those spaces and places. So you remember the smell. And when the smell of crack walks up behind you, you know it before it gets there. And I heard a very specific phrase. I heard, lift your neck up. Right? And to someone who's not transgender, you may not know like what that entails, but I did, right? So now I'm sitting on Monument Street, almost near Howard, and I think to myself, okay. Right, I've smelt this before. I've been here before. Red Emma is frontline harm reduction. I've saved people with naloxone from opioid overdoses. I've de-escalated people in all different states of reality who use different drugs. Like I've done this before. I can do this. But wait a minute, I'm in a stronghold of the Confederacy around Washington Monument. Will these people care, or will this be Instagram and Facebook likes? If I run, what'll happen? Right, all these thoughts in like a microsecond. So I, just turn around, and then I see into the eyes of intergenerational trauma. Then I see that into the eyes of intergenerational installed femphobia, homophobia, transphobia in someone who is part of the lineage of the transatlantic slave trade and part of that history of buck breaking in the Caribbean. I see that history in those eyes looking at me, and I lean my neck back. And if you're not familiar, right? He's looking for my Adam's apple to see if, like, what sex I am, right? Because it's a thing that testosterone does when you're in primary puberty, right? You get an Adam's apple. He lets me go and walks away, muttering, "Don't make me kill you, boy." And I don't really know the next few minutes, except for that I was inside of that XXX boy's house. I was on the ground and I was doing something. I remember looking at my phone and seeing a Google document that I had open and reading back all the things I had said to that Google document. You talk, it types. You're strong. You're grounded. You deserve to be here. You're a woman. You're beautiful. You're smart. I remember gripping a telescoping police baton in my right hand. I don't know where I got that from. Maybe it was, I think it might have been the XX Boys or something. I don't know. And I'm sitting there on the ground, right? And I keep looking at this document, and I see it says, the walls are white. It says, the staircase is black and is a spiral. It says, the floor is wooden. It says, the refrigerator is metal. It says, I keep going. It says, the floor is strong. It says, my shoes are heavy. It says, I can balance here. I can push down here. I am here. I am held. It says, I am held by the gravity. Gravity is love. The earth loves me. Mother Earth loves me. My mother loves me. I can stand up and balance in this love. I can stand up. And then that's really where I remembered standing up. And then I felt the vibrations of my phone and all the text messages coming in. You know, apparently my gay aunties were about ready to come down. A couple trans friends were on their way, and I had to tell them, no, I got this. And I stood up. And I walked that last item to the trash can out front of the apartment, dropped it off, looked right, and looked left, and I saw kids in strollers. I saw the train tracks for the light rail and how it looked very different on that side than it did on this side. For those of you who don't know Monument Street and Howard, it's very different if you're looking towards Howard and MLK than if you're looking towards the Washington Monument. And I put the last item in my car and I drove home to my gay auntie's house. I drove home to my gay auntie's house. And I went inside. And I went to their guest bedroom. And I exhaled. Because I was home in my community. Because I was held in my community. And because, yes, my ex needed to heal. Yes, the homeless people that I build software for now can use some help healing. Yes, my gay aunties are healing. Yes, the landlord with that stupid hole in the roof needs some healing. Yes, those eyes looking at me that day after my ceiling fell down need healing. And also, yes, I need healing. And healing happens in our relationships. Thank you.